Lots to do this New Year's Eve, including us. I mean, our live show.
Feeling kinky? There's a Facebook group for that.
Have you heard the exciting news about both of the Home Alone homes?
Both?
Yeah.
Oh. And what did we make instead of snowmen for our brown Christmas?
It's right here, right now, tonight on a brand new IFAF.
IFAF. Idaho Falls Local. Independent. Alternative Media with Mike Nelson and Carly Morgan.
Welcome back and good evening, ungovernables, outliers, independent thinkers. Hit that like button, subscribe, let the algorithm know you're into Idaho Falls infotainment, opinion, satire, sarcasm, snarkiness, spiciness, sometimes. Trust in us.
I was going to say snakies with all that hissing.
Let the algorithm know you're into this sort of thing by doing whatever you feel like doing. Show a little passion. I know we're all tired after the holidays.
No. People got a couple of days off because of Christmas.
Yeah,
they can take
right.
some of that leftover energy and, you know, show us a little love.
We apologize for everything we said last episode. Yeah, I wonder if... Who's listening right now? I imagine two kinds of people. The kinds of people that are back to work, or the kinds of people who are taking the whole shittery off.
Yeah. That whole, like, to be fair, for a lot of professionals, there's that weird hot moment between Christmas and New Year's Eve where you get absolutely nothing done anyway, so you might as well just have a little vacation.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I know the record industry takes off the entire month of December.
Yeah. And honestly, I get it. I kind of think they should. I feel like we, as a society, need way more breaks and holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I know there's some homes on the market right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that a lot of sellers kind of think, I don't want, give me a week of not having people trounce through my home, pretty please, while we pretend to celebrate the holidays.
Yeah. Well, and I don't blame them, too. You already have so much going on. Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds so... negative.
Yeah. Well, and I gotta say, I actually kind of think that Christmas time could be a really great time to sell your home.
Oh, yeah.
Because there is nothing cozier or homier than Christmas decorations. Like, I mean, if that doesn't, you know, sort of paint the picture of the life that you could live in this house, I don't know what could.
There's literally a song that says there's no place like home for the holidays.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Hey, let's say hi to Christina Biggs. She rated us on Facebook. She did exactly that. Thank you, Christina.
Wow. Way to go, Christina.
She says that listening with her husband, constantly have my husband and I laughing. This show has become our new Monday night podcast to watch.
I love that so much.
No, you're awesome, Christina. You know the Eagle Rock Fountain in the roundabout?
Oh, sure.
Sometime on Christmas Day, I believe, it looks like some hooligans dyed it green.
It's got to be teenage boys.
It's always teenage boys.
Okay, didn't they do this before, though?
Yeah, I don't know about dyeing it, but I do know somebody put bubbles in it in October of 2022.
Oh. Okay.
And October of 2023.
Right.
Like,
okay.
A year later?
Yeah, I remember that now.
We talked about it then. It's a common prank with fountains. They did it to the fountain in Totfuss Park.
Right, I've heard of that.
Yeah. Anyway, theories range from antifreeze to radiation to Grinch pee to celebrating St. Patty's Day early.
Well, I hope it's not antifreeze because I care about the creators.
Yeah. Straight to the comments and follow-ups, especially the one where we fall flat on our face, so let's just rush through this one. White Christmas? Nope. I guess you could say we had a white Christmas weekend.
I mean, that's true. We did get a couple of inches a couple of days late, which, I mean, you could say is a win.
My prediction was just a couple days off. That's all. And we're not the only ones. By the way, this little cute little snowman made of mud, it's not original with us here in East Idaho.
No, probably not.
Reverse image searches are fun, kids.
Mm-hmm.
It's from like 11 years ago.
Of course.
And I think it originated in Texas.
Yeah, that sounds right.
But it's still sadly true of East Idaho.
Yeah, which is so uncommon for us. Now, this was like the hottest winter on record so far, right?
Here's what I've got. It's the warmest December in 85 years.
Holy crap.
In East Idaho, 151 years
uh-huh.
in Utah.
Wow.
Where they've traded the Mudman for a snowman made of rock.
You know, which actually makes a lot of sense in my opinion. Because, like, the mud one is probably just very cumbersome to deal with, and it's dirty and gross. Mm-hmm. But the rocks are going to look nice and chic. They're going to stay there for a while. I think it looks good.
You could have that up all year round.
You totally could. Who's going to stop
you? Did you see, like, some of the people who went to Park City for a Christmas ski vacation?
Oh, yeah?
Must be nice. But no, seriously, I know it's a mix of people who, like, that's one of six trips they take a year.
Yeah.
And people who have saved up for it for a couple of years.
Yeah, that's probably true. Those folks are the ones I feel bad for. The other ones, good. You deserve it.
You'll be eaten first in the zombie apocalypse. No, but that sucks. That really does.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah,
that does suck. To have your heart set on something and make special plans, often with lots of people, get the Airbnb.
Yeah, or the hotel or whatever.
And you know how it is. You start texting the chat a month in advance. Who's bringing this? One night we should do this.
Yeah.
Are you excited for this?
You know, I guess with something that's so weather dependent, you would hope that they'd have alternative plans in case the weather wasn't going to work out.
Well, yeah.
You know?
But, I mean, I certainly, like, with an 80% chance of a white Christmas like we have here in East Idaho, it wouldn't even cross my mind that that would be an unreliable plan to make.
That's fair. You know what, though? I actually was thinking about this earlier, and I kind of think that this is just more proof that folks who like winter sports should be the biggest climate activists we have.
Yeah.
Because, like, they're losing such a huge and expensive hobby. You know, like, can you imagine investing thousands of dollars into equipment for this one specific hobby that you love and you make a huge part of your identity only for the entire world to get so warm that you can't enjoy it anymore?
Not the entire world, because vacationing Utahns that were disappointed with the show of snow this past Christmas holiday. And hopefully you got some over the weekend. I'm not sure. I can't tell the future, obviously. But the 48 hours after we recorded this show and before it pops up on your phone, hopefully maybe you got some time in. Or, you know, you could always plan your next winter ski vacation in Idaho, where I think Grand Targhee Ski Resort had 50 inches of snowpack.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And Jackson Hole had 100.
Oh, wow.
100.
Well, and I was just thinking too. We got snow when we were heading back from Montana in June.
Yeah,
it was something crazy. Yeah. It was the middle of summer. So it's sort of hilarious to get snow in the middle of summer this year and then not get it, you know, on Christmas.
Funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bunch of bullshit, if you ask me.
Not funny, huh? Funny queer.
Yeah.
As Sling Blade would say.
Yeah.
And he'd be right. Yeah, Utah ski resorts, greatest snow on earth. Womp womp.
When they get it.
As we say. More like the greatest no on earth.
I liked that one. I thought it was good.
Oh, that sucks. That does suck, though.
Yeah. A little bit.
Other follow-ups. The Idaho Potato Drop. You know, we are all encouraging you to vote for the Idaho Potato Drop at USA Today. .com. Well, we're number two.
So close.
Who beat us out, you might be wondering.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even want to say.
Well, you gotta. Especially if you say you don't wanna.
It's a pierogi drop in Whiting, Indiana.
What's a pierogi?
Isn't that an Italian food?
I don't know. Maybe. Beats me. I don't know.
Pierogies. They're like little balls of dough and potato. Mm-hmm. Or am I thinking of, maybe I am thinking of pierogies. Don't you smush them with a them with a fork and roll them a little bit?
Yeah,
is that maybe a pierogi?
Or are you thinking of a gnocchi?
Oh, am I thinking of gnocchi?
That's funny. I mean, if pierogies are made of potatoes, then it's kind of like we won.
Will you Google pierogi while I'm telling you about this?
Yeah, let's find out, shall we?
Whiting, Indiana, the pierogi drop. The town of Whiting, Indiana drops a giant pierogi at midnight. The pierogi descends over 50 feet into a boiling cauldron, and the event includes music, fireworks, and more in celebration of the region's Eastern European heritage.
Okay. Of course, it took me to that.
Yeah.
So it looks like it's basically a dumpling.
Gnocchi is Italian. Pierogi is Europe.
Ukrainian, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see here.
That's right.
Yeah, both Polish and Ukrainian cultures. Okay.
Okay.
So, yeah. And it's basically a dumpling with fillings like potato, cheese, cabbage, or meat. All right. So there we go. Now, that
is
being said,
is it gnocchi?
No, they're more like they've got kind of a dumpling texture around it.
Okay.
And then the potato goes on in the inside.
Yeah.
So I think it's like a classic noodle almost.
Okay, fine.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, but kind of works still because, like, if you fill them with potato, then it's kind of like the potato's still won.
Well, we're always a bridesmaid, never a bride, right? Like, we haven't won this thing, but we've been close so many times, including.
So close.
Again, this year in 2025.
Well, and I will say, I do think a potato is funnier than a pierogi. I think it's kind of dumb that they won.
I don't know if they're going for funny.
Well, I think that it should be based on funny. I think everything should be based on what's funniest.
Yeah.
I think we'd all have a better time.
That's the only reason we're here.
Yeah.
You'd think we'd be funnier.
You'd think, but you know, we're just doing our best out here.
Yeah. Everybody's just doing their best. I can only do my best. We've had no formal training in singing whatsoever. Second, William Hung?
Oh, I don't remember.
Yeah. Did you get everything you wanted for Christmas? We hope you did. I'm actually wearing my Christmas presents.
You are. That's true, huh?
Maybe it was all the talk about shrooms.
Uh-huh.
But I...
Weird way to start a sentence. I can't wait to hear the end of it.
the legal shroom gummies that I've been shown on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
Although YouTube strangely nerfed us for talking about it. Anyway.
Hmm.
Maybe it's that, and maybe it was all the AI art creation for the thumbnails. I mean,
right. I mean, they were pretty trippy looking.
Maybe we just talked about the goths at the Grand Teton Mall with Santa, and one of them is Reagan Bleedstain Artistry, who does a lot of high contrast colors.
Ooh, uh huh.
But I had a dream, like a daydream, where I thought, wouldn't it be cool if,
right?
Because I wear let's see, jeans, a t-shirt, and a sport coat.
Yeah.
For every show.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, wouldn't it be cool if I got high contrasting colors?
Right.
For the t-shirt and the sport coat. And look, we've been doing this for 2.5 years. We've constantly been evolving. A lot of our best reels and TikToks and stuff are where we're cosplaying.
Yeah, like where we've got some kind of costume or outfit or something on.
Our most recent one to hit 1 million on Facebook was you as Darla in Finding Nemo. For Halloween.
Yeah. Which I will say, I do wish that I had had my hair like I did for the Halloween live stream.
Oh.
Because my pigtails were so much better then than they were in that video.
I wouldn't know.
They were a lot cartoonier. Okay. I'd used thicker bands that had really made them stick out.
Mm.
It was great.
So anyway, we'll see how this works. We'll see if we'll keep this or not.
I like it. I think it's fun. It feels like kind of like 80s almost, you know? But yeah, I really dig it. I think it's a blast.
It is a little Miami Vice, isn't it? I didn't quite realize. I'm not trying to be.
Maybe it's even kind of Lisa Frank.
That's
what I really like.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's super fun.
I need one with a dolphin.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
Do you remember the 2020 meme where they show a Lisa Frank folder and they say, "This is the ocean now. The world is healing itself." Isn't that great?
That's funny. I love that.
Okay, so because there was a period of time, like 6 months, where, like, I don't know, Venice did something. It was like, the waters are clear now. Oh, how neat.
Yeah.
It was a bunch of that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so these are women behaving badly in department stores at Christmas.
Oh, no.
I assume they were doing some Christmas shopping, Carl. Let's.
Oh, I mean, that could make anyone crabby.
Let me guess, after that they went to Between the Covers in Rigby.
That's funny.
And got their Swamp Thing on.
Oh my gosh. I could never.
Have you read that, by the way?
No, okay. I haven't. I mean, I got it like, what, day before Christmas? Yeah, I got it on Christmas Eve.
Oh yeah, plug for our live stream, our Christmas Eve live stream.
Yes. Yeah, so I was a little bit busy all day yesterday to the point where when we went to sit down and watch Stranger Things, I fell asleep like a granny.
You pulled on Mikey.
I know. Well, and you fell asleep too, so I didn't feel that bad because I woke up and you were snoozing and I was like, oh, okay, it's fine. We've probably only been asleep for like 10, 15 minutes, and then it was like the last episode of this block, and mm-hmm. I was like, oh shit. Yeah, I was a sleepy girl.
Let's talk more about TV things you could be watching instead of this shitty podcast. After this second girl behaving badly.
You're coming home with me.
Wow. And you are going on the naughty list for next year. That's kind of funny, though.
Y'all need Jesus.
Yeah.
Or a trip to Between the Covers.
Yeah, right. Do you think that there's a book about one of Santa's elves?
There's gotta be. We talked about the mean one.
Yeah. Book. Yeah, that's there. True. That's true. Maybe there's even a...
With the byline, yes, it grew.
That's so funny. But yeah, there's got to be stuff like that out there.
Other TV, and we sort of touched on this on our Christmas live stream. I'm just so impressed with Netflix because this is the second time I think I've talked about it now. Mm-hmm. Got this huge backlog of Netflix stuff. Mm-hmm. Stranger Things, of course, took complete priority
right
on Christmas Day, 6 p.m. Oppie. With episodes 5, 6, 7 mm-hmm. and episode 8, of course, on New Year's Eve, right? Or New Year's Day? New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve, I think.
6 p.m.
Yeah, because we talked about how it's going on the bigger of the two holidays, because there's Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and it came out Christmas Day, and then New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, and it's coming out New Year's Eve.
6 p.m. Mountain.
Yes.
By the way, right?
8 p.m. Eastern. I believe so. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, like that takes up all your plans.
Oh, totally. Like, my family even moved around when we played games to earlier in the day before dinner instead of after dinner so that we could all go home and watch Stranger Things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which, honestly, it worked out great.
They're still piling up on Netflix. There's still the Charlie Sheen and Eddie Murphy docs I want to see.
Right.
We did get the Fitty on Diddy doc. Mm-hmm.
Right. I need to finish that because, again, I fell asleep. Wow. I'm such an old lady.
Okay. And now there's a new Chappelle stand-up.
Yes. Right.
The Unstoppable. Mm-hmm. Gotta watch that. Okay.
Yeah. There's a little bit of everything on there.
And a lot of big news that we haven't had to, well, of course, I don't think we talked about it on the live stream because I don't know if that's like good Christmas Eve conversation, but the Epstein list.
Right.
And they're just trickling these things out in a mm-hmm. painful sort of way. And yeah. I'm really relying on people who are way more into it than I mm-hmm.
to sort of go through it and give you the bullet points.
Tweet the details. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Threads. I've been spending time on Threads. I had a Mike Helps Idaho mm-hmm. thing hit 300,000 views.
Right.
And so I get notifications, and so I go there, and then there's the Epstein stuff.
Yeah. You know what, though? Did you see that? There's a TikTok circulating about those where apparently you can actually highlight the redacted areas in some of the files and copy-paste it and then see what was redacted.
Throw it into Word or a PDF editor.
Right.
Like they digitally redacted it instead of photocopied it on a shitty photocopier. Mm-hmm. And used a big, thick, Sharpie-type marker.
Right, right.
Oops.
Yeah. Dumb. God. Well, and there are ways to digitally redact things, but they just did it poorly.
If the ink is a different color mm-hmm. and you've got some good software.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen it done.
Crazy, huh?
But, yeah, I mean, leave it up to the internet sleuths. Mm-hmm. Right? And I also count on those people, too, by the way, Carly. For when Disney Plus tries to completely screw you and your entire family
right.
in the terms of service.
Yeah.
Like, do you remember the court case where...
Like, yeah, where that gal died at the restaurant and then her husband tried to sue them. And basically they were like, oh, you can't because you got Disney Plus. And it's like, okay, first off, this is about your Disney parks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's like you agree to hold the Walt Disney Company and all of its subsidiaries and everything in perpetuity across the known universe. Like, yeah. Really ridiculous language.
Yeah, and that's just bullshit. There's no way that that should even be allowed. You know, especially when so many corporations are mega monopolies that own a billion things that you don't know as a consumer are connected. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, like, okay, for example, I know Disney owns Lionsgate, you know, right. And who would know? Who would think about that? It doesn't, like, you go to watch a movie, for example, Pulp Fiction, as a matter of fact, is a Lionsgate movie. And you watch that, and it has no affiliation with Disney because they don't want to sully that brand.
Right.
But it's still part of their same, you know, mega media house.
Well, I was surprised that there was a Disney Plus Hulu bundle, and then Disney Plus Hulu, HBO Max, but then Netflix bought HBO Max, we think, kind of.
Right.
Hasn't gone through yet, but it's been approved, or it hasn't been approved. It's been agreed upon, but not approved, because maybe it's a monopoly anyway.
Of course it's a monopoly.
I'm tired of keeping track of it. I got to thinking, after seeing some of the Epstein files stuff, a few of which were AI, by the way. Oh, right. And you know what else was a bunch of AI?
Hmm.
Holy cow, when I went on to Facebook to find some footage of the high winds that we experienced here in East Idaho and talked about last episode, there was a ton of, like, shocking semis falling over. I'm like, no, that's too. And then I expanded the description and sure enough, it was like, this is an AI version of what could happen for reference purposes. No, it's that
stupid
slop. It's AI slop.
I'm so sick of AI slop. There's got to be something, like, there has to be some kind of, like, I don't know, laws passed or something to just regulate that shit a little bit better.
Well, and I weep for the future of, I saw, like, there was this hot chick that showed up on my feed, and it was a sponsored ad for something. I don't remember what. I don't know. Ball cream or something. And I'm like, click. Because she was doing it like an influencer video.
Right.
Partnership kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
Profile picture. It was a profile was 6 months old. The entire profile, right?
Right.
All AI slop. Of course. Then I go back to the ad and look at the guys commenting. Oh, you're an attractive lady. Oh, you're pretty hot. And then the brand was responding, and I'm like, oh my God, this is, you people are all idiots.
Yeah.
We need to put you in an idiot camp.
Ugh, geez, that's just ridiculous.
I mean, I know that sounds bad.
No, but we do need to work on training people in media literacy.
Reword it this way. Send you back to school.
Yeah, something.
Good Lord.
Yeah. No, and the worst part is, like, you know, your granny or someone who didn't grow up with this stuff, doesn't know what to look for. Mm-hmm. Like, you've got to train people on what to look for so that they know what's AI and what's not, you know?
Right. And it's easy-ish right now.
Mm-hmm.
But it won't be in another 6 months.
Right.
When I compare the AI crap that we put on our show last December, when I had some time on my hands, and this December, when I have less time on my hands, but
Things have improved.
Right. Yeah. It's scary.
Right. Right. I mean, we were just looking through your backlog the other day, and even just, like, the movement of the mouths and, like, the syncing of the voice and stuff was so different in the stuff 6 months ago than it is now.
Yeah. So while doing the Christmas laundry, I had sort of a dark thought. I was like, nah, it's too dark for the podcast, but what the hell? We've got a little extra time this episode. You know how they say Epstein didn't kill himself?
Right.
What if he did?
Okay.
And here's what I mean. Hear me out. It gets worse. Hang on. Don't make a judgment yet. It gets much worse.
Uh-huh.
What did they have to say to him to get him to kill himself?
I mean, I think that just knowing what he was, like, indicted on was probably enough.
Yeah, but survival instincts are really strong.
Sure, but if you know that you're, I mean, everyone knows that pedophiles get treated very poorly in jail.
Right.
So knowing that he was probably going to spend the rest of his days in jail with people who hated him, who were going to make his life miserable.
So let's go there. Like, hey, Jeffrey, the shit has hit the fan.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to be the scapegoat because, let's face it, I mean, you pretty much were it.
Yeah.
And I mean, with the help of a few other people, of course.
Yeah.
And we'll just make sure that Bubba,
yeah,
who's there to torment the pedos in prison, is your cellmate.
Yeah.
By the way, I understand.
Which it's so funny because that's one of the names that, yeah, from the list.
Go ahead. Okay. But that's not too far from the truth either. The guy that he was cellmates with was a stone cold killer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Good.
But what if they said something like, because I'm trying to think, like, what would they have to say to me to get me to agree?
Right.
To,
yeah. Or to decide that that's the better route. The,
right. Better option.
Yeah. Right.
That unaliving myself with a bed sheet from the, or however it happened.
I mean, does Epstein have any like family?
That's what I thought.
We're going to make sure that they know every single excruciating detail. We're going to make sure everything comes out during the trial so that they know exactly what you did, and your entire family will never respect you again.
Because I was thinking either you do it or we will, but beyond that, either you do it or we will, and then your whole family.
Right, right. I mean, I would hope that they wouldn't go to, you know, torturing innocents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, we've all heard some terrible things about the federal government.
Yeah. Well, and I also kind of wonder if maybe it was meant to, like, I mean, here's the thing. His co-conspirators were all very powerful people. So,
right.
I mean, fact of the matter is,
that he knew
that no matter what, he was going to have a bad time. And if any of the information that he knew got out, like, he would be just double screwed. And so,
yeah. Who's that CIA operative that I'm seeing all over TikTok?
Oh, gosh. I don't remember his name, but I know who you mean.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I just started seeing him. And so now that I've looked into him, he's been making the circuit for like 6 months or so.
Right. Right.
But yeah, he has some interesting things to say about the CIA.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, just found it. John Kiriakou, who was famously sent to prison for exposing the interrogation techniques of the CIA. It's a little dark.
I mean, yeah, but...
You and your husband laughing now, Christina?
Aw.
Sometimes we do that. Sorry.
Well, you know, there are important things that need to be talked about sometimes.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, it just is what it is.
I can't be the only person who has thought that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, come on. You have, like...
I mean, because it's been a few years.
Yeah. Well, and also, there are so many conspiracy theories around it. We really ought to fall into that hole one of these days.
Yeah.
And just see what we can find. Because I guarantee that shit gets crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Roddy TV, speaking of things that you could be watching instead of this, especially if it's a little too dark for you.
Yeah.
Roddy TV mentioned that the new Grinch, the one with Benedict Cumberbatch?
Yeah.
I say new. It's 7 years. It's 2018.
Yeah.
But... He says we ought to give it a try again.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You know what? I will.
Only because you said so, buddy.
But like I said during the Christmas Eve show, I just feel like they toned down his character too much. He just seems like a regular guy, you know? And I like the Grinch to be grinchier. I want him to be like cartoonishly angry and grumpy.
I know. Yeah. Even the 2000 Grinch with Jim Carrey sort of... You know, you experienced a little sympathy for the devil.
Yeah, right. It gives you some, like, a tragic backstory and stuff. It has, like, a whole romantic arc for him. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, and he says Fred Claus.
Oh, okay. You know what? I think I saw either part of that once or, like, saw the whole thing, but don't remember, like, any of it. But, it seemed fun.
Yeah, Vince Vaughn, 2007. Yeah.
Right.
I missed that.
I remember seeing the commercials for it and being like, yeah, that looks fun.
I never saw Jingle All the Way with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That's another one where, like, I'm pretty sure I saw it once or twice, but, like, I don't remember much about it.
You were enjoying some Christmas cheer at the time?
I think I was just a little kid at the time.
Oh. And drinking? Good Lord, Carly.
I know. My uncle left out his boozy chocolate. It's not my fault.
Cheers. We're dedicated to having fun here on IFAF, just like we're dedicated to serving you when it's time to sell your home. Mike Helps Idaho. And when it's time to make your move, we can help you too.
We know Idaho Falls, and we know the current real estate market. We'll guide you through the process with ease and confidence. And we're backed and brokered by Keller Williams Realty East Idaho.
When it's time to sell your home, make your move with Mike Helps Idaho. Lincoln Post.
Do you love living sustainably? Then go thrifting for fall fashions at Elsie's Closet Upscale Resale, Idaho Falls' only thrift store just for women.
Right now, save on sweaters, blouses, and dresses, boots, bags, and jewelry, plus the super popular Pretty Little Slimes by Elsie's Closet.
Unique, chic, and carefully curated. Elsie's Closet, Look for the pink sign downtown on A Street. It's not just a stop at the thrift, it's a whole vibe.
Do you want to feed your family locally raised beef? Right now, Virgin River Land and Cattle Company is offering 25-pound ground beef bundles to grill for your family.
You can have your very own farm-to-table experience. Find Virgin River Land and Cattle Company on Facebook. New customers use promo code IFAF to save 15% on your first purchase.
And Virgin River donates $500 to the Snake River Animal Shelter for every Spud Kings home game hat trick. Who would you rather rely on for your Idaho Falls fiber internet service? An out-of-state company or the best local choice, QuickNet?
Right now, get QuickNet's Crazy Fast 250 service for $37 a month, or their Crazy Fast Gig service for $49 a month.
Unlimited data, no setup fee, no term contract, net neutrality, and hometown-friendly support. For Idaho Falls Fiber, choose QuickNet. New customers use code IFAF to save 15% on your first 3 months.
Do you love Idaho Falls as much as we do? Show it with a unique homegrown hometown tee from Teton T-shirts.
Including these cool vintage versions of the Civic Auditorium, the West Bank, and the Water Tower, our famous potato sack design, and the classic iHeart IFT. Check out TetonT-shirts.com. These exclusive designs aren't available in gift shops.
Head to TetonT-shirts.com. Link in post. Created in Idaho Falls for Idaho Falls.
Christmas may be over, but the season of giving isn't. The giving machine still at the Grand Teton Mall through January 1st, yo.
It's Idaho's Go-Go Talk Show. IFAF. Idaho Falls!
Was that a meow?
I thought it was more of a bow.
Super Troopers. Yeah, through January 1st. That's nice. So cool.
That is cool. That's good.
And you know, you can do the 777 thing where you buy one of everything.
Oh, nice.
In the machine, including a goat.
Oh, interesting. Huh. All right. I like that. Okay. Well, and you know, I think it makes a lot of sense to keep it up after Christmas because now some folks have actually gotten a little bit of Christmas money and can actually donate.
Mm-hmm. And if it's through January 1st, you mm-hmm. can spend the money now and get the tax break in April of 2027.
There we go. Brilliant.
If that's important to you. And sometimes it is.
Yeah, sometimes.
Okay. You mentioned Addie Faith at the end of last episode.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And we got some great comments on YouTube.
Oh, really?
Yes. And we sort of touched on this during our Christmas live stream, mm-hmm. but this is hilarious. Small world, no small town. That needs to be a segment on this show. Small world, nope, small town.
Yeah.
Addie Faith's producer, you uh-huh. said, oh, yeah, she writes the songs, conceives of them mm-hmm. herself, but then has a guy who helps her with the production.
Right.
Yeah. And when I listened to it, I was like, that's good production.
It's really good production. I know. Yeah. And even live, her production is so obviously good.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. She's really good. I really like her.
Her producer is none other than Jovi at Jovi's Garden.
The guy who did our stuff.
You know the music we've been playing for the last 2.5 years that goes boom, boom, ba-dum, I-F-A-F.
Yeah.
Zum, zum, Mike and Carly.
Yeah. And it's got the kind of rake drum thing behind it.
Yeah.
Our
theme music.
Scratchy stuff.
That we've played now for 125 episodes.
Wow.
That's Jovi and Brant Moon.
Uh-huh.
Who also plays a few instruments for Addie Faith. So.
That's pretty cool.
Isn't that funny?
That's really funny. I love that.
I guess if you're an aspiring artist mm-hmm. in Idaho Falls, Idaho, you need to hit up Jovi's Garden.
Yeah. You know, I was going to say that does sort of make me feel a little extra special because it's like, okay, clearly we're getting the best.
Yes.
You know?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that's the important part, you know? Like if I'm going to go out and spend money and time on something, I want to make sure I'm getting the best of that something.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's good to hear.
All right. So, and should we link to her Spotify again? Let's link to her Spotify again.
Let's. She I love
actually,
that idea.
She replied too and
oh,
said,
really?
Hey, I can't wait to collab. So
hell
let's
yeah.
we'll do a collab.
I would love that. That'd be cool.
Maybe we'll write lyrics to the Idaho Falls AF podcast theme. I don't know.
I like that. That sounds fun.
I mean, I guess the lyrics are IFAF.
Well, that's the only thing that's like in stone. The rest you can kind of play around with.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, speaking of collabs, we're a little late on this, but I just couldn't help but notice a lot of the Wicked for Good branded products are still in stores.
Oh, totally.
In the clearance rack.
Well, and you know what? Some of the stuff that they came up with is just wacky. Like, okay, yes. I think I sent you two different pictures. There was one that was showing a bunch of Swiffer products that were all Wicked themed.
Yes, yeah. Cleaning products like Gain, Dawn, Cascade, mm-hmm. Febreze.
Yeah, yeah. And when I went to Sam's Club, there was that big thing of the Gain stuff, which I will say, I have a feeling it smells really good, and I'm totally like their target demographic, and I really want the stuff.
Well, and that's the thing is like, don't tease me, you know, like, right. I mean, like your Lady Gaga Oreos.
Oh, I you love had them those once. Oreos. They were so good.
And now you'll never stop talking about them because they were so good.
They were so good.
But you'll never have them again.
I know. That's kind of the bullshit thing about limited edition.
That's what I'm saying.
You know?
Why would you clothing and your scent on your clothes is so mm-hmm. personal.
That's true. That's
why would
true.
You, A, take a chance on this stuff?
Good point.
And B, I mean, I guess maybe you could open the thing, could you?
Maybe.
And B, if you liked it.
I know, if you liked it and then it runs out, then you're just screwed. You're finito.
Yes, here's the complete logic loop. Let mm-hmm. me say it all in one sentence.
Right.
They're selling it because they think you might be their target demographic. So mm-hmm. let's say it draws you in. And let's face it, the green and pink combo is a wonderful color
so
combo.
Cute. I love it. Yes.
Yeah. Maybe that needs to be my next high contrast
yeah.
outfit. All right. So they sell you on the concept. You smell mm-hmm. it. You like the smell. You use it. And then you can never get it again. So ultimately, it's you who is suffering. So why would you buy it in the first place? See where I'm trying to go with that?
I think that you kind of have to go back to the old phrase, 'tis better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all. You know, don't be sad that it ended. Be happy that it happened. Enjoy it while you can.
I guess.
You know, but I will say for some of them, like especially with consumables, it does kind of suck when they're over because, like, there's no replacing them, you know? And especially if it is something like the Lady Gaga Oreos that were so freaking good. Mm. So good. There's not even anything comparable that you could kind of replace it with.
You heard how passionate I got about the Pepperidge Farm.
Mint Brussels
that mm-hmm. only come around at Christmas time. Went to Walmart. They had every other kind of Pepperidge Farm cookie, but not mint Brussels.
Right.
And I thought it was because they just didn't have them this year.
Mm-hmm.
You went back later.
Right.
Well, once they restocked and realized they did have them.
Mm-hmm.
And even though we only opened one on the Christmas live stream, you got me like 10 boxes.
Yeah.
Thanks,
which
Carly.
Is the way to do it.
It really is.
Yeah.
Anyway, they also made Hostess cupcakes, Skittles, Takis.
With they that, have Takis?
Yeah. Wicked for Good Takis.
Okay, wait. I kind of want to try
those. I don't know what the hell those taste like.
Probably limey, I would think.
But you know what I noticed a notable absence of?
Hmm.
Is like cordless power drills. There's no Wicked for Good.
Oh, like car accessories?
Baseball caps, car accessories, chaw.
Yeah.
Beer.
That's fair.
There was no pink and green Coors Light.
See, that's what they should have done.
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Sure.
Is that
sure.
sexist?
Hey, it's okay to recognize that certain demographics are probably going to like certain things.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
I'm being facetious.
And also, I'm sorry, since when were cleaning products for women?
Right. That's what I'm saying. That's what
okay,
I'm saying.
I see. I thought you were trying to say like, oh, they didn't make anything for dudes when a lot of the stuff they made was, I think, kind of gender neutral.
Mm. You think so?
Yeah.
Do you like really Swiffer- think so?
Men have Swiffers too, Mike.
What do you think the ratio of female to males at the Taylor Swift movie was?
You're right. Yeah. But I'm just saying that technically a lot of those products were gender neutral.
I think I'm stirring the pot right
yeah.
now.
You know what, though? I do want to go out and get one of those Glinda Swiffers because I just have like a boring, basic old Swiffer and it's not very cute. And I think I need a pink one instead.
Okay.
Yeah.
Roddy alerted us to this. Thanks, Roddy. Ice Palace, Idaho. They announced last Monday, December 22nd, they're not opening.
Well, yeah. How can they?
Like the weather's 2 or 3 weeks late.
Yeah.
It's too little, too late.
Yeah, kind of. You know?
Highs in the 50s up until this past weekend.
Right.
We got a little snow. And I'm sure they have a deadline. Like, they've got a projected, okay, no matter what happens, we probably have to be done by end of March, mid-April.
Yeah.
Which means in order to even make it worth our while, we've got to start by this date and hopefully have that many good days and weekends.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because I have to assume that they like have to get a team in and pay them for their labor and stuff just to build the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
you got to make your nut.
Yeah, it's true.
I've heard in business.
Yeah.
Speak.
Which is such a bummer, too, because I was really hoping to go to it this year because I still haven't gotten to. Yeah. And if the weather keeps up the way that it has been, I might never get to go. And that would be a travesty.
You know what? That is really terrible. That's the worst thing I can think of.
I know.
Once I saw a nature documentary with a polar bear that died because it got tired of swimming. Oh. It couldn't swim anymore and it couldn't find another ice cap to go to. But you're right, Carly. Not being able to go to Ice Palace, Idaho is the saddest thing ever.
You know what,
about
Mike?
About global warming.
Shut up. You're a butthole. It's one of the many sad things.
I don't know, what's my problem? Way to go, Jeff from Jeff and Greg won the People's Choice Award in the Ammon Holiday Outdoor Decorating Contest for the third year in a row. Here's his house.
It was pretty cool. And considering the beating that his decorations took because of that wind, I think he extra deserves it. I hope there was a monetary prize that he was able to put toward fixing some of that stuff if it got broken.
And speaking of sad, guys, here comes the sad. We will has the sad for the next couple of minutes, and I'm so sorry. But it's a story worth doing for a couple of reasons. The first reason is somebody died. Somebody's grandma died.
Oh, I know the story you're talking about.
Getting gas sad. At Sam's Club? Can you believe that?
Well, and the worst part was it was just, you know, kind of a random thing. Mm-hmm. It wasn't necessarily like anyone, you know, was doing anything intentional. It just sort of happened.
I don't understand the full details of the story, but it appears as if a car was not put in park.
Yeah, basically, they didn't fully park it. It was like in neutral or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it just started rolling and hit this poor old lady.
And that's, you know, I feel like my mom passed before her time. She went in for a routine surgery.
Yeah.
She was young.
Yeah. I mean, she was still pretty young.
80.
Yeah.
But I really think everybody deserves to. I know it's not a perfect world. In a perfect world, we'd all have won the $1.8 billion in the lottery instead of some schmuck in Arkansas.
Yeah, right. Screw you, Arkansas.
And we'd all have, you know, there would be no homeless puppies.
Yeah.
Or kitties.
Or kids.
Yeah, or people.
Yeah.
Or in drug a perfect addicts. World. Yeah.
Yeah.
You should be able to do all the drugs you want.
And still have a house.
Yeah.
I agree, especially because drugs are fun, kids. Just kidding. Oh my gosh, that sounds so bad.
Don't buy drugs. Become a pop star like your Uncle Billy, and they give you them for free. So anyway, here's a news source in a trust. They posted the article.
Yeah.
I'm thinking they were in a hurry. Did you know, when you see an article like this, and then you see a comment underneath that said, wow, what a weird place to put the author of the article and the attribution to him. I'm like, you know, you can click those three dots at the top of the post and say view edit history, which we did. And here's what the original headline looked like.
Oh, and by
the way, why did you guys post this twice? I just, in our Christmas miracle segment last episode, I just praised you.
I know.
To high heaven. So what they posted originally on Facebook was, an Ammon woman has died. Again, a very sad story. Our thoughts are with the family.
Yeah.
It's terrible news. An Ammon woman has died after being run over at the Idaho Falls Sam's Club gas station by Daniel V. Ramirez.
Yeah, that looks bad. Just, you know.
Well, first of all, Daniel, put your car in park, FFS.
Yeah. But you know what? Okay. This is when it comes back to punctuation and grammar are so important and no one puts enough weight on it. And it really irritates the hell out of me as someone who majored in English. You know, like, it's just like, especially if you're a journalist, you really should have this down pat. You know?
That's two extremely unfortunate things.
Right. Right.
Obviously, Daniel V. Ramirez, who we met. Nice kid.
Very nice.
At the East Idaho State Fair food judging last fall.
Yeah, he was a sweetheart.
Obviously, he didn't run over this 80-year-old lady.
Right. It was like either Christmas Eve or Christmas Day when this thing came out, right? When this article came out?
Oh, I don't know. When was it? Timestamp Wednesday. So that was, but it was, what was I doing up at 12:13 a.m.? And it was, that was 5 hours prior.
Right.
So that would have been Christmas Eve Eve.
Okay.
Last Tuesday.
But like still, he probably was in a rush to try to get that done and out there and stuff, especially because it was a big story.
He didn't get their hashtag right either.
So I totally understand how mistakes can be made.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm going to give him a little bit of a pass with just a tiny, tiny bit of ribbing, which I think is more than fair.
Poor guy wanted to rush home to the wife and kids.
Yeah. Which is totally fair and understandable.
Right.
And also.
Or Terrifier 3, whatever you had.
And also, haha, you made a silly little mistake, and I'm going to tease you just a little bit for it.
And then it happened again with this article about the alleged hit-and-run driver. Somebody commented, oh, the picture gave me a first impression that Daniel V. Ramirez was the subject pictured.
Yeah, why are they trying to put the author in the headline? The point of a headline is to be a headline, not to tell you who wrote it.
Right. It looks like they're trying to shoehorn in the author's name. Warmest Christmas in decades. Who cares that Logan wrote it? No offense, Logan. Reinventing Christmas traditions. Who cares that Lisa wrote it? No offense, Lisa. And kicked in the bits by Caitlin Hart.
That just sounds like Caitlin did it, not wrote it.
If you're not paying attention, if you're just skimming the headlines, you're walking away with the distinct impression that Daniel Ramirez is running people over with cars.
Right.
And Caitlin is kicking people in the bits.
Exactly. Trust me, guys. If the article is good enough, headhunters who want to hire you will find out who wrote it. I promise you don't have to put it in the headline.
You can't make this stuff up.
I know.
Okay. Also, last week, it was not lost on us that a news source and a trust once again painted themselves into one of those paradoxical corners.
Oh, really? How so?
Into what I view as an untrustworthy corner.
Oh.
In my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Because they promoted our good friends at the Film Garage 208.
Right.
They also promoted their podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Well, their podcast, formerly the Film Garage 208 podcast,
mm-hmm.
that changed their name to... What they changed their name to?
It's like
to.
Everyday Hustlers, right?
That's it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, their last episode, so they changed their name.
I remember thinking it was a really cool name.
That's a great name.
Yeah.
Their last episode was August 12th.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's 19 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know about you, Carly, but if I don't show up 19 times in a row, I think you can count me out.
Yeah, I think that's pretty fair.
So we've put them in our inactive category in our podcast tracker.
Right.
Our nerdy little intern off camera over here has got that. It's certainly not me.
Yeah.
That keeps track of that stuff. So once again, by promoting a podcast that's not ours.
Right.
Let's face it. That's the issue here.
Yeah.
By promoting a podcast that isn't ours. And I'm sorry, what are we? 125 now? Episode 125. We've done this for 125 weeks in a row.
A whole hot minute.
They've painted themselves into this corner. They've deemed newsworthy a podcast that by all objective stats and measurements is less newsworthy than ours.
Yeah. At the very least, it must be on one hell of a hiatus.
Right.
You know?
That shows either a bias against this podcast or acknowledging it as a legitimate media source.
Hmm?
So which one is it, guys? I know you listen. Ask me how I know. I mean, I'm not going to tell you.
Yeah.
But word gets around who you talk to about what. Okay. Anyway, Film Garage 208, we miss you. We encourage you to start back up again.
Yeah.
We want to hear more about everyday hustlers.
Totally. Absolutely.
All right. Okay, for this next segment, I only have one word written down, Carly.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it could be two.
Okay.
Herogasm.
Oh, is the boys coming out again soon?
Yeah. Does that happen after a Retro X 4? Oh, I know. Let me look at my email here. Okay. Now, listen, guys, I'm just going to be completely transparent with you. Sometimes when you email info@ifafpod.com, we get back to you. Sometimes we don't.
We got a lot to do.
That's just how it's got to be until this thing starts to make money.
Yeah.
That's the unfortunate economic reality of the situation.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Hey, Mike, we're currently setting up an event that... Okay, yeah. And here's our Facebook page.
Okay, so this is some kind of like group?
Yes. Herogasm is a game night that teaches safety in spice and kinks.
Okay. Okay.
So, Carly, remember how we said we sometimes talk about things that mainstream media can't or won't?
Right. I think that's fair.
And I suppose with our latest chit-chat about Between the Covers.
Right. Okay.
And what they do.
Uh-huh.
And the ho-ho holiday party with the sexy Santa.
Yes. And Mrs. Claus.
Uh-huh. And the XXXmas gingerbread cookies.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Then maybe now we've gotten a rep.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that.
So now we're plugging. Oh, they got classes and prizes.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Classes. Classes like what is what I want to know.
I mean, how to safely and chains? I don't know.
Okay, interesting. Okay. And I heard you say it's a game night?
Yeah. We've been around for several years and have gotten just too large for the spot we were at.
Interesting, okay. Huh?
We have structured games and winners receive adult toys as prizes.
That's hilarious. I love that.
New, of course.
Yeah. They must be very good friends with the folks over at Adam and Eve or Carnations or something.
Okay, yeah. Maybe you and Between the Covers can collab.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And Studio Virto.
Yes. That'd be fun.
Yeah. Let's see. We have classes to teach the safety and how-to of kink so people can explore with a better understanding of what they're getting into.
Okay.
All right.
That's a good idea. Now, I do kind of want to know what kind of games they're playing. Like, is it just Monopoly or is it like strip poker, you know?
Hide the pierogi?
There we go. There we garogi. But yeah. I mean, hide the sausage. Okay, wait. It'd be really funny if it was like something super nerdy that would like D&D or something. Like just a bunch of nerds getting together to talk about kink.
Yeah. This is great.
I love that.
As I understand it, you know, there are people who are into not necessarily plain vanilla missionary style.
Sure.
Was it good for you after 30 seconds?
Yeah.
Type snuggling.
Yes. Yeah. Special hugs. Sure.
My life got way better when I realized that that's the Simpsons code word for
snuggling.
Snuggling.
Oh, funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's pretty universal.
Is it?
Oh, for sure. For like any sitcom.
Oh.
You know, like if the husband and wife are trying to get it on, I think they're like, hey, you want to go cuddle?
Have you never heard of Family Guy?
Well, Family Guy is a late night sitcom. That's different.
Okay.
You know?
Anywho. Sounds interesting. We will tag Herogasm in this post.
Yeah. If it doesn't require nudity, maybe we'll even go.
If you're feeling kinky.
I do kind of wonder, though, if they named this after the episode of The Boys, or if this was something they came up with beforehand. Mm-hmm. If someone maybe read the comic and then they were like, hey, we should do a thing. Let's call it this.
Yeah.
I don't know. I want to know more of your backstory, guys.
Did you watch Home Alone over the Christmas break? Is it still in your queue? Make sure you watch it. And that home is a real home, as we know it, 672 Lincoln Avenue in Winnetka, Illinois.
Right.
It sold for $5.5 million.
Mm-hmm.
This year? Was it this year? It's the first time it's been on the market in 12 years. We'll come to find out. The previous owners made it a neutral gray and white.
Oh, no.
So they did to it what I would have done to it, Carly.
I'm so sick of everything being made neutral. Can we have a little damn color again?
Well, the new homeowners say, don't you worry. Uh-huh. We're going to restore it to its former 1990 glory.
About time.
Macaulay Culkin even thought about it for a hot minute.
honestly, that it is a really nice house. I mean, I certainly would like it.
It's so nice, Carly, that a St. George home builder has turned childhood nostalgia into reality by constructing a $7 million replica of the iconic McAllister family house.
Whoa, okay, that's a cool idea.
From Home Alone.
Okay, wait, how cool would it be if you were a developer to basically create your own real-life, live-scale Christmas village of just a bunch of
Home
iconic...
Home Alone house,
yeah,
Christmas
the one from
Vacation,
Christmas Story.
Yeah, Christmas Story.
Yeah, and just put them all in, like, one cul-de-sac.
We're just giving you... We're throwing ideas out there.
And then they could do, like, a whole Candy Cane Lane thing every Christmas where they, like, decorate them, and it's, like, a big deal and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and St. George is the perfect place for that. Great climate year-round.
Well, no, you'd want somewhere that has a little snow on the ground.
I'd say
Idaho Falls, but you can't guarantee it.
Anyway, this home, let me put on my realtor voice. Mm-hmm. This is a 14,000 square foot, 6-bedroom, 8.5 bath, 1-acre Washington Fields area home that features an indoor pickleball court, swimming pool, steam shower, and sauna.
That sounds amazing, though.
It should be done in January, so...
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Like, which starts at the end of this week.
Uh-huh.
And in time for the Parade of Homes in St. George in February.
I love that. That sounds awesome, honestly.
Funny.
You know, I've always wanted a house with an indoor pool.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I think, well, mainly it's because I'm too ginger to go swimming in a normal outdoor pool because then I get a sunburn every time. And I really like to swim.
Well, and also Idaho Falls only has 3 months in a row.
Right. Exactly, where you can actually enjoy it. So, I mean, really, if you're going to pay for a pool, here you want it to be indoors so that you can get the most bang for your buck.
And speaking of Home Alone, you know the shopping trip that Kevin takes?
Yes.
Where he gets half a gallon of milk, half a gallon of orange juice, mm-hmm. toilet paper, frozen mac and cheese, white bread, TV dinner, dryer sheets, plastic wrap, Tide,
mm-hmm.
and, of course, the toy soldiers.
Yeah, a little bag of army men.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In 1990, that cost $19.83.
Yep.
1983. Okay.
Smartasses on the internet have figured it out for 2025. $60.24. Golly, Bob, howdy.
Just crazy.
So,
I mean, what? That's 30 years?
Three times as much in 35 years?
Yeah. Just nuts, dude.
High cost of living.
Kevin McAllister's family can probably afford that price increase.
Yeah.
But, you know, for the rest of us, it doesn't seem very fair.
Those damn toy men. They're so expensive.
Yeah. Which is so funny because I know when I was a kid, those used to be like super duper cheap. And I feel like they're harder to find nowadays.
Yeah.
And they're also like kind of stupid expensive, even though you know they haven't updated the molds in like 60 years. So it's not like they're adding to their cost to create them or anything.
Have you seen your end of year YouTube recap or Spotify Wrapped?
I have been too worried to see it, but I should.
We want to thank our top fans. There's the Idahoan,
mm-hmm.
who is in the top 0.4% of our viewers, watched 30 videos. Thank you so much.
Wow.
The Idahoan.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's Dane Dingman. Mm-hmm. IFAF is his top channel. Check this out.
Wow. I'm impressed. And honestly, that was not what I expected. I really thought that the Idahoan was going to be our number one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was. I mean, he watched 30 videos.
Mm-hmm.
Dane's got him beat. Dane's in the top 0.1% of viewers watched 52.
Wow. Okay. So he's watched every episode this year.
I mean, yeah. If those were the episodes, 52 weeks.
Right.
No wonder you're always so busy, buddy.
Yeah, makes sense.
All right, let's wrap it up with what's coming up.
Well, first and foremost, there are three different things you could be doing this New Year's Eve. It's nice because I think there's a little something for everyone here. You could go to the Arrival from Sweden, the Music of ABBA show that's going to be going on at the Colonial Theater at 8:30 p.m.
Supapa, trupapa.
Sounds so fun, by the way. There's also going to be a midnight masquerade at 9 p.m. at Heads and Tails Distillery. The tickets are $100, but with that price, you do get a Glen Karen glass, a welcome cocktail, past appetizers, and bottomless bubbly. So I think you get quite a bit of bang for your buck there.
Bottomless, but I could drink $100 in champagne.
Yeah, with ease. You'll be
challenge
so bloated.
Accepted.
You'll be so bloated later, but worth it.
Yeah.
Or you could go to the quietest party of the new year at Between the Covers in Rigby, a novel new year, turn the page at midnight. Basically, they're going to have a party where you sit down, you read books together. There's no necessary small talk, but there will be smut nice. And snacks. So, and that's going on from 9 a.m. to 12 midnight, or I'm guessing that's 9 p.m. to 12 midnight.
And you'll be surrounded by your people.
Yeah. Totally.
And if you want to be a loser like us and stay home on New Year's Eve, you can listen to, we're doing another live stream. Let's see. This will complete the
main trifecta. Holidays.
I don't know. Yeah. Let's see. We did Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas Eve, and now it'll New Year's Eve, 9 p.m. Mm-hmm. right here live on YouTube and Facebook.
Yeah. It'll be great if you're still getting ready to go out to some parties, arriving fashionably late or whatever.
Yeah.
You can get ready with us. Mm-hmm. It'll be fun. And then after all of that, this Saturday, January 3rd at 9 a.m., the Idaho Falls Farmers Market Winter Market is going to be going on at the Snake River Event Center at the Shiloh Inn again.
Okay, it's been sort of a comedy of errors for us to cover that.
Correct.
Only because it seems like every time they do one, we're already full of events. But we plugged it at the beginning. We figure everybody knows now.
Yes, I would think so.
That the Idaho Falls Farmers Market is doing a monthly... Mm-hmm. Unless it was December, they had two.
Right.
A monthly winter's market at the Shiloh in Snake River Events Center.
Exactly.
Okay. But you know that now? Good. Do you? Great. Okay.
I would hope so.
That's our show. Go be weird, you weirdo.
And look good doing it. Yeah. I believe in you.
Go get him, Tiger.
Be kind to critters.
IFAF.